Very good morning, Cookie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, noticing on the way to training now. Bit of a stressful morning. Seeing a huntsman crawl up my windscreen now, move to my door. And then when I looked away and come back, it's gone. So let's make its way.
Oh, no, it could be anywhere.
Inside the car?
No. It's on the outside, but it's making its way in. I know what it's doing.
Just stay inside. Don't put the window down, Cookie.
Mate, that's going in.
No.
They get through the...
No, they don't, mate. You've watched too many movies. It's like they come up the toilet. No, mate. Just keep the windows closed. Don't get out. Ever.
Go through the car wash.
Go through the car wash, Cookie.
That's a good idea.
Yeah?
Not bad.
That's a good idea.
Mate, do not get out of the car.
I know.
This is an ordeal.
Get
it out of me. I'm a part of
Australia.
Yeah, good, actually. Yep. There's some people out at... 5 o'clock this morning, I went for a bit of a stroll to get a drink, and it's busy out there, so they've kicked on last night. Look out tonight.
Lots of Queenslanders, Cookie.
Really? I can't remember last time when we played down there. What the split was.
Who are you going for, Cookie?
New South Wales, of course, mate. Stupid question.
Just a question.
Of course,
sorry,
New South Wales. It was sort of a different atmosphere for us last time we were down in Adelaide during COVID. Couldn't interact with anyone. We flew in that day, so I'm sure it's a bit of a different experience for the boys this time around.
What's the conditions like down here, Cookie? Loz was just mentioned then is talking about there's been a lot of talk around it being a little bit slippery underfoot. And I was just asking, was that the case last time you played here? And is that based on some rain or weather, or does it get a little bit dewy?
More dewy in the grass, it's a bit shorter being traditionally cricket oval. When we played down there, it's a pitch, like sort of, you know, the SCG, the old pitches used to be still in there when you played sometimes, so they got really slippery and stuff through the middle, but I'm guessing they're all drop-in pitches now down there.
Adelaide,
I think it might be a bit slippery just because the grass is a bit shorter, but depends how, but it should be right. The boys all probably wear different studs now. They've probably had a couple of runs on there and know to wear the screw-in studs if they need to, which help a lot more too.
Where do you see in this New South Wales side, Cookie, our advantage?
Our advantage is... I thought when the trial's a big loss, and then when you've got someone like Crichton coming in with the combinations he has around him, it's not too bad there. I still think it's a massive loss. The trial's a team, a player you sort of almost... Yeah. Build your back line around and he can do anything. So it's a big loss there, but I still think they're going to be good. I think for us, it's the hard work is in the middle. I think we're going to get a good job there. I think we're going to see a great first 15 minutes from Tanguy Jr. and something the Blues probably haven't had the last couple of years. Someone's going to just take it to them, and instead of us trying to absorb that first 15 minutes ambush that they do, I think he's going to take it to them for us tonight along with Payne Haas. So it's a big job up middle for the boys. If they get that job done, I think the backs will be all good tonight and score the points.
How's Campbell Graham? I see he's been named for you, and I guess just how is he in how unlucky he is? He would have played, Cookie.
Yeah, I said that to him yesterday. I didn't know if he liked it or not, but yeah, he should have toughed it out, mate. He would have been playing, but no, he would have been in no shape. He didn't feel right to not train at all. And he's still not fully cleared to play this week. He says he's a good chance of playing, which means, you know, tonight would have been probably still no chance as well. So he's still in a bit of pain last Friday trying to catch a ball on that. So I think he's better and better every day, but tonight he wouldn't have been 100%, which is he did the right thing and pulled himself out just so, someone who's 100% because you need to be definitely at that level.
Cookie, you spoke about the loss of Latrell, and that'll be massive for New South Wales. And I remember, 2 years ago when Latrell played, Tommy played, and the Fox played, they were just unstoppable. Do you see Tommy in particular playing the same type of role that he did a couple of years ago, where he went looking for the ball, he was through the middle, he ended up teaming up with Latrell down the left at times, he was all over the shop rather than just being stationed on that right edge?
Yeah, it was one of my favourite games, I think, when we played, that we had both those boys and Teddy. I think in the first set, they all had a run too in the kick-off set, and it was just one of those games where the forwards did all the tackling and front-loaded all the energy in the defence and the back into the rest, and we dominated it up there. It was one of the favourite games to be out there watching it happen. And they were busy. They were through the middle and everything. And no doubt, I think Turbo will still have that free rein to go anywhere on the field. You know, he's always done it. I think he just naturally goes into his fullback sort of position sometimes and supports up the middle. He's around the ball and busy. We've seen him do it over in Perth and up in Queensland a couple of years ago when it happened. So I think, you know, when he's doing that and he's busy around the ball looking for it, that's when he's most dangerous. So especially with Latrell out, I'm sure he'll make sure he goes to another level as well. And we saw what he did for Manly the other day. I think he's back. He's got his confidence back. He's running the ball hard, and he's definitely going to be hard to stop, and a big reason why we win tonight for sure.
What's the key, Cookie, to dealing with the Ben Hunt, Harry Grant combo, which has been so effective for Queensland?
Yeah, so Benny was, I think he's starting. So at the start, both of them have got great show and go. They love to, anyone that slips out too far or any space, they're going to take that. So when those boys, Benny Hunt will probably be a bit different at the start, but when Harry Grant comes on there, he's obviously coming on there with plenty of energy. He's looking to run. They want him to run at any opportunity. Any slow play, any quick play, the ball, mark it down, he's going, which he's been doing for clubs as well. So I think the boys will be talking about just shutting down that middle because that's where they'll be coming. But the big one off the back of that is that second phase. If Harry jumps out and finds a bit of room and finds Munster and we're defending the middle too much, you know, that's where Munster might have a bit more space and room. So that's where they're very dangerous. So I think it's they've got to make sure they're on tonight and lock it, slowing that play the ball down when they can, when Harry's on, because obviously that's why they're bringing him off the bench there, just with a bit of energy and to take every opportunity and a bit of X factor there. So it's just going to be a team effort, mate, right across the park, locking it down the middle, and then as soon as Munster gets that ball, you've got to form a line straight away and don't give him any sort of space through the middle, because he just bounces across, he looks for opportunity, the break in the line, he'll, next thing you know, he's out the other side of it making a line break. So I think those are the two that'll cause trouble tonight.
What about a guy like Reece Walsh at the back, Cookie? You always talk about putting rookies under the pump and putting as much pressure on them as you possibly can. What type of threat does he possess for New South Wales? Is it more on that sort of left edge that he likes to go down, or is it more through the middle with his support and speed and footwork? What type of impact do you think he might have on this game?
I think he's, I'd like to think New South Wales win. Something they pride themselves on is kick chase, and I'm sure they're going to make sure they've got a nice flat line going down there. But what he's been doing at club level too is just, if there's sort of not many people in the kick chase or a bit step back in certain positions, he'll find that and get their sets off to a great start. And there's not much of him, but you know, he's quick and he's got great footwork. He'll find that space and get him some good meters up the middle, which in Origin, it's all about field position. You can be stuck on your line for a long time. So we've got to make sure that they've got to make sure when they're kicking down there and just giving a good kick chase line and locking him in. But in saying that, we're talking about through the middle as well, they've got some good forwards that can cause a bit of trouble. And like Harry and Benny, if they show and go through the middle, there's no doubt that Reece Walsh, especially working with Slater, will be amongst that. I'm sure he'd be showing him all his tricks he used to do and making sure he's up in the middle and supporting those players wherever he is. So you never know, he might have sort of a bit of a, you know, you might see him in the middle, you might see him out the back of shape. So I think he'll be everywhere, and I think he's in for a big game if New South Wales let him. So they can definitely hold him out of it if they just look after that field position and good kick chase.
Cookie, what will Freddie's plan be with Appy? Would he like him to stay on the whole game? If he comes off, who jumps into that number nine position?
Yeah, I'm not too sure how they're going to do it, but I'm sure Appy will start. There's no doubt there. And I think they'll let him go as long as he can. If they think there's any chance of a break, I'd like to think maybe they might take him off maybe 10 minutes before half-time. And maybe 10, 15 minutes after half-time and then let him finish the game maybe. So that's what I'm probably thinking. And you got Nico Hines there who's, I think pretty much he did play, which I forgot about, he did play in the middle a bit for Melbourne, playing a bit of lock and stuff like that. So there's no doubt if he needs to go there, you know, to get the job done for a period of time before half time. I'm sure he can get that job done for sure for Appy. The other one they're talking about is obviously Cam. They've always used Cam as sort of a backup if they need to, if we've ever gone with the one hooker. They've always got to make sure he's practicing his dummy half pass and all that. So I hope if he needs to, he will, but I hope he doesn't, because I think tonight he's going to be, I think he's in for a big game tonight on the edge or in the middle. Just with the way he's playing at the moment, great footwork on the edge, he's going to be dangerous tonight. So I hope they don't use him as hooker and waste him there.
Just your 33-26 loss to the Raiders last Saturday night, Cookie. Take us through the concern, I guess, for Corey Hararira and Naira, which everyone got, you know, a lot of praise for how they handled what I could only imagine was just an awful situation for everyone concerned close by on the field.
Yeah, it was a pretty sickening feeling. Nothing you want to see on the field. Obviously, we see head knocks and stuff like that. We try and look after the other team. Like, you know, someone's there from an opposition team, you get a head knock. They're normally looking after each other, which is players looking after themselves. But when you see that happening on the field, it's quite scary. And yeah, I thought it was a great reaction for both teams to sort of just huddle around him and cut him off from, you know, anyone being able to see it for his sake, and also for anyone, especially young kids at home watching. No one wants to see that sort of stuff as well. So it was great to see his video the next day that he was up and about and giving us some news on how he's doing. But yeah, we never want to see that in the game. But it was a great sign of, I guess, player respect, and it's across all the teams, across the whole competition. And I hope he's doing all right. I'm sure he'll have this week off, most definitely, and take his time coming back, because it's just something, you know, you don't see very often in our game. You never want to see it, but it's just part of a contact sport that these risks are there. But I just hope he's doing all right at the moment.
Yeah, I think both clubs handle it exceptionally well, Cookie. Players, medical staff, supporters at the ground, just the way they showed respect. I think everyone handled it really well. But just on the game itself, mate, was that one that got away from you guys?
Yeah, definitely. It was a very frustrating loss for us on the weekend. The first 20 minutes, they just blew out our middle, and we just didn't. They obviously threw the first punch, and they got some great momentum through us and put on three quick tries after we scored one. From there on, we're okay. We kept improving throughout the game. Our second half was much better, but then we ran out of time. But also in saying that, like, we got to a lead with, I think, about 6 to 8 minutes to go. We should have closed that game out much better than what we did. So that's one that we've let go, and which is disappointing. And big one for us is at the moment we've been defending so well this whole year. In the last 2 weeks, we've leaked a lot of points. So we've got what we deserve from the coaches, and we've copped it and learning from it. We just need to play some good footy, play some South Sydney footy again this weekend, and get back in the winner's circle, and it'll be all good from there.
I've got to say, Cookie, you're not getting a lot of sympathy with the Huntsman situation here on the text line. It's a harmless Huntsman, you pansies, says Grant from Newey. A man who tackles JWH head-on, scared of an insect, is another one. And yep. I'm sure you'll love hearing this. Carmel from Gyra says, just a funny story. One day my ex got in the car and pulled the visor down. Big Huntsman fell on him, scared the crap out of him. Good on you, Carmel from Gyra, for sending that one through. So there you go, Cookie.
Well, I'm currently punching the visor to make sure if it's in there, it's dead. But, mate, I can't stand spiders. Mate, I'm one of the ones who, if they're dead, then I'll make sure I pull them apart so they can't come back to life. You never know, mate.
That's it. Send a message to the rest of them. I know it'll hurt a little bit watching a Cookie, but go the Blues. Enjoy.
Go the Blues. Thanks, guys.